running through them. State of Rest has got the split. 300 to go, and the Irish horse sprints clear. State of Rest a length. Animo follows it through, and Very Elegant to the outside at the 200. State of Rest a neck. Animo, Very Elegant late. It's State of Rest at the 100. Animo wearing it down. State of Rest just in front of Animo. State of Rest holding on. State of Rest, I think, has just won for the Emerald Isle from Animo and Very Elegant. Then came Mowunga.
Great call from Matty Hill, as we'd expect, and it wasn't over. It went to the stewards' room. Mark Power, representing Joseph O'Brien, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Mark.
Thanks, Warren. Yeah, great day, super. Something we won't forget anyway in a hurry.
I'm sure that race is being replayed many times in the Northern Hemisphere as we speak. Take us through your thoughts on the race.
Yeah, sure. Johnny gave him a super ride. When the gap appeared at the top of the stretch, I think he had to go and take it, and was maybe left in front a little bit sooner than what he wanted in ways, but he had to go when he committed him. And look, there was a small bit of contact there, but I think Animo had enough time to go and get by him if he was good enough. And our lad was really tough, showed a huge turn of foot, and I think he's a proper good horse there.
No access to cameras at this stage in the stewards' room or audio. What was the mood like in there?
Well, I don't know. I'd have made a clip on you being framed or something. I don't know. One of them TV shows, if you were to see me shaking like a leaf in the stewards' room. Anyway, the four of us went in and we all said our piece. The stewards deliberated and they left us outside, which seemed like a lifetime. But I think that was the conclusion they came to for a finish, was that Animo had enough time to go and get back at State of Rest and go by him. That there was, the interference wasn't sufficient enough to overturn it. So, look, it was brilliant. It was fantastic. And delighted now to be coming home with a Cox Plate.
What a record Joseph O'Brien's building as a young trainer now with a Cox Plate and a Melbourne Cup on his CV. What was the feedback from the boys at home?
I heard they're thrilled. Like, there was a lot of hard work went into getting this horse even over here. The increased veterinary protocols with COVID, there's a lot of logistics involved. So with the help of the lads who look after him in the barn at home, vets, farriers, the lads in the office, like, there was a huge task. And then to have an owner willing to put a horse forward for that and be sporting enough to take his chance. He could have easily stayed at home or gone to America. Maybe it would have been an easier task on everyone, but the Cox Plate was the race that Joseph had on his agenda for a long time, and thank God it all worked out.
Early signs, how's he come through that?
Really good. We were down there this morning, still here in Werribee now, and he's pulled up really well. He ate up last night, and he's fresh and well coming home. So, look, at the minute, we don't have any set plans. We'll just monitor him over the next few days, see how he comes out of it, and take it from there.
How's Twilight Payment settle back in?
Good, yeah. We're just walking back in from the track with him here now beside me. He did a little half speed there, and he's really good. He's in every bit as good a form as we've had him last year. So whether he's able to carry that weight or not, we'll only find out that on Tuesday week.
It's been an outstanding project, State of Rest, to see him come from Saratoga to win a drama-packed Cox Plate. And so thrilled that you're able to get through the hoops involved. And congratulations to yourself and the owners and Joseph for being brave enough to go through that. And the Irish connection with Johnny Allen aboard yesterday too, that must have been an even more special thrill.
Yeah, it was great to be able to do it with Johnny. We celebrated with him there last night as well. He's a super rider, and I like this will have to be going out as the biggest win in his career, I think, so far. And look, he was thrilled out last night, and I don't think when you're in a tight battle like that, I don't think there's, from what I've seen of the Australian race, there's no one else you'd want to have on your side inside those last 200 metres. And Johnny Allen, he's as strong as an ox, and he really lifted him home.
Congratulations, Mark. Thanks for joining us this morning. Looking forward to Tuesday, Twilight Payment, trying to defend that Melbourne Cup crown.
No problem. Thanks, Warren. Thank you.